It's day 5 of October 15, that wonderful audio month event. And today's topic is songs which evoke strong memories. Well, I've done this in the past 2 Octobers, 13 and 14. I don't want to reuse the stuff I put in there, so I had a wee think and a wee look through. And I came up, well, the first one, to be honest, is very, very personal indeed. But I just wondered if how long I would keep this hidden away, if you like. Not the song, it's well known. But the reason behind the strong emotions, in other words. And that is, it's an opera aria, Che Gelida Manina, and it's from La Boheme, and it translates as Your Tiny Hand is Frozen. And this version is sung by Luciano Pavarotti. And the reason I'm playing Pavarotti is he's not necessarily the best at this. I'm sure Paul Omani at Omani Blog will be listening to this one. But anyway, it happens to be the one that I heard first in latter years. So hence the one that's associated with this particular emotion, and it the emotion is from 1978, not obviously the aria. It's been sung by many, many people, some wonderful tenors out there. Anyway, this relates to a time when my wife was seriously ill in hospital, and she was very, very poor indeed, and we had 2 children at that time, so we had our son at 4 and our first daughter at 2, and I had to travel every day whenever I could between everything else up to the hospital to see how she was getting on to visit her. And I remember leaving on this particular occasion to drive home, and I'd only really began listening to classical music just a short period of time before that, and on came this particular song as I left the hospital. It was quite weird, as it were, and it was sung in the foreign language, in Italian, and I loved it so much that I had to find out what it was all about when I got home. And when I found out that it translated as Your Tiny Hand is Frozen, I thought I'd only just left my wife holding her hand as she was so frail lying in bed, wondering what the future was going to be. So at this point in time, I'm going to move on and play it because I will get very emotional, and even after all these years. So here comes Luciano Pavarotti, Che Gelida Manina, Your Tiny Hand is Frozen.
Sono un poeta, che cosa faccio?
The second track I'm going to play for songs which evoke strong memories is what I call, it's one of the classic tracks. It's from Midnight Cowboy and it's Everybody's Talking. It's sung by Harry Nilsson, who released the song in 1967, I think. And the film itself was released in 1969, but I don't think we got over here to 1970, because I'm pretty sure I was 20 year old at least when I went to see this movie. Dustin Hoffman, of course, and John Voight. An iconic movie, one of the most iconic movies if ever. Brilliant, funny, frightening, depressing. It had all the emotions on. And of course the music within the film itself was just wonderful. And I remember leaving that picture house with very strong emotions, because the film, the movie, as I would say, the movie affected me so much. Between what it was about, the relationships, life as it were, for both the main characters, but also for the emotion and the music that was played. And this particular track has always, or does always, whenever I hear it, stir emotions and takes me back to, of course, it's iconic. The track is associated with Midnight Cowboy. And so, whenever you hear it, that's what you're going to think about, at least in my case anyway. So, yeah, brilliant track, brilliant track.
Everybody's talking at me, I don't hear words they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stopping still, I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain, going where the weather suits my clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain, going where the weather suits my clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave. I won't let you leave my love behind.
And the third track I'm going to play for songs that stir emotions is, it's a, well, it's a bit of a misnomer in certain ways. It's called Dark Loch Nagar, and it's not a loch as people think. It is in fact a mountain up there near Balmoral, and this is going to be sung by probably the most renowned and wonderful Scots duo, duet, whatever you want to call them, the Corries. And I think This is a live version, and even the live version, it just, there's so much emotions. And the reason it's so emotional to me is that, like a lot of Scottish songs, it raises the hairs on the back of my neck. Whenever I hear it, like other Scottish songs, I said I can picture my dad standing there, particularly at New Year, standing in the middle of the floor, in front of the fire, in front of everyone else. And in this one, he did sing this along with my Uncle John. He wasn't really my uncle, but he was my dad's buddy, workmate, and bestie pals. And they were both good singers. And I can picture the two of them standing in front of the fire with a big glass of whiskey in one hand and their arms demonstrating as they sang through the song. It is a very emotional song. And the strange thing about it, as I said at the beginning, it was a bit of a misnomer because it's actually from a poem. The lyrics are from a poem by Lord Byron, who wrote the poem in 1807. And the reason he wrote that was because he fell in love with Scotland and spent many years, apparently, up here in Scotland, wandering around the hillsides and lochs and mountains. So I really have Lord Byron to thank for the lyrics to this beautiful and stirring song of something that people think is a loch, but it's not. There is a wee lochan, but this is a mountain, Dark Loch na Garr.
Away ye grey landscapes, ye gardens o' roses, in you let the minions of luxury roam, and restore me the rock where the snowflake reposes, if still they are sacred to freedom and love. Brave Caledonia, dear are thy mountains, round their white summits no elements war. No cataracts roll instead of smooth flowing fountains. I sigh for the valley of Dark Loch na Garr. There my young footsteps in infancy wandered. My cap was the bonnet, my cloak was the blade. On chieftains departed, my memory lingered, as daily I strayed through the pine-covered glade. I sought not my home till the day's dying glory gave place to the rays of the bright polar star. My fancy was chilled by the bold martial story, as told by the sons of Dark Loch na Garr. Years have rolled on, Loch na Garr, since I left you. Years must roll on ere I see you again. Though nature of verdure and flowers bereft you, yet still art thou dearer. Vision foreboding. tell you that fate had forsaken our cause. Yet were you destined to die at Culloden, though victory crowned not your fall with applause. Yet were you happy in death's earthly slumbers, to sleep with your clan in the caves of Braemar. The peeblock resounds to the piper's loud numbers, your deeds to the echo. I sigh.